Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It is Zoe Moon. I am here to cover the week of April 5th through the 12th. And the show is being broadcast today on Friday the 5th because Blog Talk was having some kind of issue with their station last night, so I could not go live. But we are up and running now, thank goodness, because there is a lot to cover in this week ahead. So what's going on? Well, I don't think you can be alive and not know that we are having the second great American eclipse happening on Monday. We had an eclipse in 2017, in the summer of 2017, and it went across the country from the northwest down to the southeast in the country. And this one's going the opposite way, more from Maine down through Texas, I believe. And so it's, you know, cutting the country up into four pieces over a seven-year period. And so there's a lot of symbolism to that. This is a new moon solar eclipse in Aries. It falls at the 19th degree of Aries. It is happening at 2:21 p.m. Eastern, at 11:21 a.m. Pacific. This particular eclipse in Aries is conjunct Chiron, the wounded healer. Where it's traveling out their day is at 19 degrees, which is the solar eclipse. It's also conjunct the United States Chiron at 20 degrees, 1 degree away. The United States is going into their Chiron return. The peak days for that will be April 18th through May 6th. So that will be at a time when the eclipse still has momentum. Then it will return October 19th through November 12th. Well, we can kind of assume what that's going to be impacting. And then February 15th through March 8th next year, 2025, and then it will be done. So that's a whole lot of Chiron tied up with this powerful eclipse energy. And so what is that? You know, Chiron is where we have wounds and vulnerabilities. And it is where we want to focus on trying to heal those wounds and vulnerabilities. And it's also where we can step into our spiritual guru, teacher, healer abilities through our understanding of having gone through those wounds and vulnerabilities once we come out the other side. So it is highly likely that we will see some wounding, some healing tied to what's going on here, or if you've gone through your experience already with that, then perhaps launching yourself forward with the spiritual guru, teacher, healer energy tied to it. In the United States, this is in their fourth house, and so we are seeing some eclipsing out of something, some wound and vulnerability, and some launch into something brand new based on fourth house topics. So it will be impacting people's homes or the home of the nation, which would be the White House. It's in a T square across the United States financial axis. So home, anything having to do with our goods and services, the transport of those, anything having to do with money itself, anything having to do with what quantifies the money, like the banks or Wall Street or, you know, Bitcoin or the stock market, kind of same thing as Wall Street, huh? You know, I'm not a big money person, guys, but there you go. So we're going to see a lot of tension here as this really kind of impacts what's happening in those arenas in the U.S. and how the U.S. then impacts the rest of the world. But what we want to keep in mind as we're going through this eclipse, and by the way, you are in the rays of the eclipse now as I'm doing this live on April 5th. The trigger date was as soon as April 4th yesterday. We continue in the rays of the eclipse. It will have 2 weeks of momentum where we can start new things or launch ourselves into what comes next. And then it will have 6 months of influence all the way up into the fall of this year. And so it is about trying to eclipse out anything that is blocking the new beginning. It is about dealing with wounds and vulnerabilities. It is about focusing on ourselves in this particular one, because this is Aries. It is about our bodies, our image, our brand, our name, our title, our identity, our wants and needs. Think of yourself as like the baby of the zodiac, and wow, wow, I want what I want when I want it. And so, but being courageous, being a leader for your own life and putting yourself forward towards what you want. This particular new moon solar eclipse is also going to sit with this Mercury retrograde in the same sign. So there is something from the past that you're going to hear about or talk about or make decisions about, whether that is to rework something, rekindle something, or release something. And it may be you bringing it up, or it may be somebody else bringing up to you. So that is tied into this new beginning as well. So letting go of a lot here to launch ourselves forward. When we look at all the things that have been thrown at us in the world and everything we're hearing on, you know, all across the internet, I want to touch on these for you guys. I came up with 15 things. I mean, it's incredible what's tied to this eclipse. But like I said, Chiron is one. Mercury retrograde is two. We hear that CERN will be restarting their collider on the day of the eclipse. So there's all kinds of swirling notions about what they are trying to open up as this powerful point. Next, we have a comet that will be passing over that they are calling the Devil Comet. Jesus, if we needed more, right? We also have scientists saying that the cicadas, the locusts, will awaken and swarm for the first time in 13 years, and it is supposed to be bigger than anyone we've seen in a very long time. The eclipse is on the fixed star in Cetus, which is associated with the whale, the three days and nights in the belly that Jonah had, and the 3 days and nights of darkness. The Bible says a wicked generation will ask for a sign, and no sign will be given except for the sign of Jonah. It will cross through or within orb of seven towns named Nineveh. Nineveh is associated with Jonah's story. It quarters the country, talked about that. It is conjunct the north node of destiny at 15 degrees, so 4 degrees away. That's still a tight conjunction. The Sabians, well, so there is something destined tied to this particular eclipse. We're going to be seeing it play out right around the eclipse, within the 2 week thrust of the eclipse, or over the next 6 months. Do not underestimate the power of that 6 month time frame. I have had life changing events in my world at eclipses that came 4 months to the day later. So it very well could be any time now over these next six. What else? The Sabian symbol associated with this is about approaching something as a little child, and that there will be spirits of at work in the ethers. So how interesting is that? I talked about it conjuncting the U.S. Chiron. The other Sabian symbol associated with the eclipse is called a young girl feeding birds in the winter, and it is about overcoming crises through compassion, transmuting through love. So I would assume that that is letting us know that if there is some kind of big global event, you know, that we will want to come from our heart, we will want to keep our faith and still be compassionate to those around us. You know, birds trying to find food in the winter can be challenging. The last time we had an eclipse at this point, there was the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. and RFK, And what else? We are, you know, we are in our set of eclipse. So we had the Libra full moon lunar eclipse on March 25th. This is opposite it, you know. So the Libra Aries axis is always about balance and personal needs. Or in a bigger world, it can be about war and peace. The Libra full moon bringing the climactic energy around where we are with peace in our world. The new moon solar eclipse in Aries launching us forward into what comes next from the warrior side of things. And so we really want to, in our own life, try to maintain balance because we are aware, as because we understand the astrology, that this is just a powerful time and we don't want things to escalate. As we look at this week ahead, on Wednesday, Mars, which is the ruler of Aries, so here we have Mercury retrograde in Aries meeting with this solar eclipse in Aries and Chiron in Aries and the North Node of Destiny in Aries, and now Mars, which rules over all of that, is going to meet with Saturn on Wednesday afternoon. And so Wednesday becomes a pivotal day. We are looking at commitments and or endings. We are looking at how serious we are about what is going on. This is happening behind the scenes. Mars and Saturn are in Pisces, so it might be private or it might be secretive. It might be deceptive. It might have something to do with institutions. It might have to do with research or digging into information, investigations. It might have to do with addictions. It might have to do with water, big bodies of water. What else? It could play out artistically, romantically, spiritually as well. There is a lot. I'm going to attest to you guys. There is a lot going on the other side right now. The things that I'm seeing are unbelievable, and I know a lot of you guys that listen to this have a lot of psychic and spiritual abilities yourself and are probably picking up on a lot of this as well. It has never felt this intense to me. And so whatever's coming together here on Wednesday, some of that is happening on that side. And so, you know, Saturn wants us to get real, get serious about it, and to look at, you know, the long-term view or what is done and over. And so we can expect something going on there on Wednesday. And then on Thursday in this week ahead, that is the day that is the midpoint and also considered the turning point of the Mercury retrograde in Aries. So that's when the Sun and Mercury merge their energies there. So we should hear something or think of something or have an important talk or meeting or offer or decision that lets us know what it was that we were showing up for, going back to reclaim, release, rework in some way of a personal nature or about what we're physically involved in, where our passions are, what's going on with old anger issues, anything going on with the body, the image, the brand, the name, the title, or the identity. So that is the overview of our week. So again, guys, as Mercury is taking us back to reassess something, Chiron is asking us to evaluate wounds and vulnerabilities and healing, the North Node of Death and faded things that may cross our path. And the new moon solar eclipse is saying, all right, if anything is holding you back from where you are meant to go now in your life, we're going to eclipse it out. But what we are truly focusing on at this point is what new things we can get into that are good for us, or how we can take the things that we're involved in now and move them forward in new ways, or what we can do about our body, our image, our brand, our name, our title, our identity, or needs, okay? So as we look at each sign, Aries, this is all about you. So our Aries are front and center in one of the more powerful ways that they have ever been. and will remain so over the next 6 months. They are leading the way. They are fearless and courageous. They are putting themselves out there in new ways. They are putting the old wounds and vulnerabilities behind them by taking note of them and walking into healing. They are communicating with people from the past about their needs, or they're hearing from people from the past about what's going on with the Aries. They have this Mars-Saturn conjunction on Wednesday, which means there is something happening behind the scenes for them, or through research and development, through institutions, through artistic, romantic, or spiritual needs, or whatsons, addictions, bad habits. And so it is coloring the forward momentum that they are getting with this new moon solar eclipse, launching themselves forward over these next couple weeks. Excuse me. And then by Thursday, we have the Mercury retrograde midpoint, so they should have some kind of news or idea or talk or offer or decision that is coming around for them on Thursday that helps them know what they were meant to go back to rekindle, release, or rework. For Taurus, all of this energy with this new moon solar eclipse is kicking in on Monday, and it is offering you the potential to start something new for yourself, or involving what you're doing physically or what's going on with your body, image, brand, name, title. And it's all playing out through your 12th house, so it is tied directly to something artistic or to your romantic life or to your spiritual growth or to what's happening with you at institutions or through research or investigations. And so you are eclipsing out anything that is blocking forward momentum there, and you are launching yourself into something new, or taking what you're involved in now and taking it into that new chapter or new direction. You are letting go of the wounds and the vulnerabilities, and you're focusing on the healing, and you're hearing from people or talking about what happened in the past so that you can now go forward with all of this energy. On Wednesday, there is a serious moment where something is coming together with a friend or a group or the internet or your own freedoms or aspirations or original projects, or with astrology or charities or parties, events, or gatherings. So pouring in, you know, your drive and motivation about something there, but looking at any responsibilities or any endings or commitments or limits or time or ambition in that story. And then by Thursday, you're at the midpoint of the Mercury retrograde. You should be hearing something or having that talk or making the decision that allows you to figure out what you were meant to let go of or reclaim or rework when it comes to that artistic, romantic, or spiritual, or with the secrets or addictions, or with the institutions or the research or investigations. So there you have it. All right, so for Gemini, all of this push around Aries for you guys, it's personal, it's physical for you, it's how you're showing up and getting involved, it's what's going on with your body, image, brand, name, title, it's what's going on with your passions or fighting spirit or motivation to make things happen. And for you, it's playing out with your aspirations, with your original projects, with friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, parties, events, or gatherings. And so this new moon solar eclipse on Monday the 8th is allowing you to eclipse out anything that's blocking forward momentum there and to launch yourself forward in some brand new interest in any of those arenas, or to take what you're already involved in and move it into that next chapter, next level, next direction. And it is asking you to look at any wounds or vulnerabilities and to try to let those go for a fresh start with this, and to start working on the healing, or to step into your spiritual guru, teacher, healer abilities through those realms. And Mercury retrograde in the story is saying, hey, you're going to hear from somebody from the past, or you're going to think of a past idea or decision, or, you know, have an important talk that allows you to figure out where you are in that story. And the North Node of Destiny is saying there are forward with what you are doing. By Wednesday, the Mars-Saturn conjunction is going to kind of embrace some of that and really hone in your focus either on your career or on a big personal goal that you have, or what's happening with your fame or status or reputation, or what is involving a higher up person in your life. So there is this drive to make something happen there by merging with commitment, with discipline, with ambition, or by merging with marking an end to something in one of those realms to launch yourself forward in a more serious way. And then by Thursday, you hit the Mercury retrograde midpoint, turning point. So at this time, you guys should hear something or meet or talk with somebody or come to the idea that you needed to come to kind of make decisions about what you were supposed to go back to release, rekindle, rework, revise with those aspirations, original projects, the friends, the groups, the internet, the astrology, charities, parties, events, or gatherings. So there you have it, Gemini. All right, for our dear, dear Cancers, and I don't just say that because I am one. Hold on, I got to take a sip of my coffee. Seriously need it. Dang, I make good coffee. I put in a half a scoop of cocoa, and then I put in a tiny little scoop of a mixture that has turmeric, ginger, wild cherry, and pepper. Oh my God, it's so good. And then a little bit of creamer. Oh, yes. All right, so, sorry. All right, Cancer. So, you know, all this boost with this powerful new moon, solar eclipse, and everything else connected with it is playing out on your career front or with your personal life goals, with your fame, status, or reputation, or with what's happening with those authority figures like a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, a teacher, a mentor, producer, or someone like that. So the new moon solar eclipse is giving you incredible power to eclipse anything out that is blocking you moving forward. And it is giving you that cosmic boost to help launch you into something new in those areas, or to take what you're doing to the next level, into the new direction or new chapter. What you're now willing to look at that is about wounding or vulnerability or healing, or how you are now ready to step into your spiritual guru, teacher, healer energy there. It is tied to any news or talks or meetings or ideas or decisions tied to the past through the Mercury retrograde and what you're ready to release, rekindle, or rework. And it's tied to the North Node of Destiny. So there is something fated, something destined here wrapped around this. So this kicks in on Monday and will be in play, giving you that momentum for 2 weeks and then having an impact on your life over the next 6 months there. By Wednesday, the ruler of all of that, Mars, is going to converge with Saturn. And this is an important day because there is something happening here tied to media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting, any travel or distant situations, any foreign or global interests, any legal contracts, anything educational, anything with ceremonies, religion, or politics for the Cancers. And so we're looking at, what do I do? It's time to make things happen here and to get motivated and passionate about it, but also to look at getting serious about it. Do I make commitments? Do I end something? Do I structure something to support? Do I put in time and effort? Do I get ambitious, or is there a higher up person involved in this? So that is swirling around with some story for you on Wednesday. And then by Thursday, we reach the midpoint of the Mercury retrograde. And so that is your aha moment day, where you should be either hearing thing or coming to a decision or thinking about something that allows you to see what you were meant to go back to, rework, rekindle, release about the goals, the career, the status, the fame, the higher up authority figure, so that you can then work through the rest of the retrograde around that. So there you have it. All right, so for Leo, this new moon solar eclipse energy and all the stuff tied to it in this week ahead is playing out in your ninth house. So big, powerful energy boosting you forward over the next 2 weeks, starting on Monday, helping you eclipse out anything that might block that forward energy, all about travel plans, distant situations, foreign or global markets or people, anything educational, anything legal, anything ceremonial, anything about media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting, anything religious, political, or philosophical. So onward you go, looking at how you physically are showing up for this, or how your image, brand, name, body, title is somehow impacted in this forward boost that you are now getting. You are addressing any wounds or vulnerabilities there. You are trying to heal something or step into your spiritual guru, teacher, healer abilities through one of those realms. You are hearing from somebody from the past, or picking back up on some past idea or situation to either revise, rekindle, rework, release in your do-over with Mercury retrograde. The North Node of Destiny is calling in some kind of fated or denarios playing out around this. And so onward you go, starting on Monday. By Wednesday, the ruler over all of that, Mars, is going to meet with Saturn in your eighth house. So there is something powerful going on here around loans, debt, inheritance, taxes, insurance, investments, inheritance, or any other kind of outside financial resource, or something that is going on around a birth, a death, or a divorce, or something powerful that is going on in your sex life or reproductive life, or with third-party situations. So Mars is putting the action into motion while Saturn is saying, look, we got to get serious here. We got to look at any endings or long-term commitments, responsibilities, time and effort, authorities in the mix, or ambitions that we have about this. So Wednesday will stand out in some way around something there. And then by Thursday, you are at the midpoint of the Mercury retrograde. And so there is that aha moment at some point, if this was impacting you this time around, that you should hear from somebody or have that idea or talk or decision that kind of comes together and coalesces around what it is you were meant to go back and figure out about the travel, distant, educational, legal, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, political topic. All right, so for Virgo, all of this powerful eclipse energy and everything associated with it is about your eighth house. So you are getting the opportunity to launch yourself forward, your needs, your involvement, what's happening with your body, image, brand name, title, et cetera, associated with your financial life, your sex life, your reproductive needs, a divorce, any kind of anything that you're tied to involving births or deaths, anything involving third-party stories that you and two other people. So you may be eclipsing out anything that is blocking this forward motion and then launching yourself into something brand new, or taking what you're doing into the new chapter, new direction. you're looking at any wounds or vulnerabilities around those financial, sexual, divorce, third-party stories. You are trying to heal and giving yourself fresh start permission to start to heal in this boost forward. You're also potentially stepping into your spiritual guru, teacher, healer abilities around your own understanding of those topics. You're also involving Mercury retrograde, so hearing about something from the past or the current situation and what is being released or revamped or reworked in some way. There is also the North Node of Destiny tied to this. So there is something fated or destined as this new beginning gets underway. So 2 weeks of momentum starting Monday the 8th and 6 months of influence in your life. By Wednesday, Mars, the ruler of this eclipse, is going to bring a lot of activity together with Saturn involving a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, a competitor, an advocate, any kind of serious relationship, and you're looking there with them about long-term commitments or endings or structuring something or ambitions or responsibilities with them on Wednesday. And then by Thursday, you hit the midpoint of the Mercury retrograde, and you should have some idea of what it is that you went back to release, rework, rekindle around those financial topics, your sex life, your reproductive life, the birth, the death, the divorce, or the third party story for you. If you guys can hold for just 1 minute, sorry, but I do have to text this person back very quickly. All right. Picking back up. All right. So for Libra, what's going on? Well, sorry. I'm going to take another drink of my coffee because it's so good. And Louie's snoring beside me. He's got a dog's life, I'll tell you. All right. So Libra, this new moon solar eclipse energy and everything tied to it. Okay, first of all, this is the Aries energy, so it is about you looking at what's going on with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity, your needs, what you want to be involved in, and it is tying this to partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, advocates, competitors, any of those important one-on-one scenarios. So you're showing up with these people for your personal needs or for what's going on, and you are eclipsing out anything that might be slowing down this new momentum, but you're focusing on the launching into something new in these relationships or taking what you're already involved in and moving that into what comes next. You're focusing on the Chiron wound or vulnerability, any healing that could be done, or stepping into your spiritual guru, teacher, healer energy if you are at that point in your life. Also addressing Mercury retrograde, what is it that you need to hear or say or decide involving one of these people and addressing the past or the ongoing story to rework, revamp, release in some way. You're also tied into this with these key people with the North Node of Destiny and something that is fated or destined in this launch forward that you're now heading into. By Wednesday, the ruler of all of that, which is Mars, is going to conjunct with Saturn in your zone of work, health, animals, paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. So this is bringing the action together with something serious here through commitment or endings or responsibilities or a long-term view on the story or your ambitions or your time and effort here, that you're going to also be starting fresh with something there on Wednesday. And then by Thursday, you reach the midpoint of the Mercury retrograde. So there should be some news or ideas or talks or decisions that allow you to think, oh, this is what I was meant to go back, you know, to hear or say or decide with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, or the like. to either revise, release, or rework something. All right, so for Scorpio, new moon solar eclipse energy is going to launch you forward in this next couple weeks, starting on Monday in this week ahead. It is helping you eclipse out anything that might block that forward momentum and really giving you this major boost to start brand new things or to take what you're already doing and move it into that next chapter. And it's about the work you're here to do, or it's about your health, or it's about your animals, or your paperwork, coworkers, or hired help, or all of the above. And you're going to address any wounds or vulnerabilities there and any healing there and maybe the potential to step into your own teacher, healer, guru energy based on your understanding of all of this through Chiron. And it's also going to bring news or people or situations from the past into the story through Mercury retrograde and any decisions you're making there. And it's also tied to the North Node of Destiny, which is bringing some destined, fated things into the future with all of this for you. So get ready to put yourself into these realms and to go for it over these next 2 weeks and for it to have an influence on your life with major things happening through the next 6 months. By Wednesday, Mars, the ruler of all of this, will meet with Saturn to kick off a new beginning. And Scorpio, this means we are focusing on creative endeavors, kids, lovers, or recreation for you, and saying, what can we do here, and how do we get serious? How do we put in the time? What needs to end? What can I commit to? What's going on with my ambitions here? And really see something kicking in here on Wednesday. And then by Thursday, you hit the midpoint of the Mercury retrograde. And so at this point, there should be news or a talk or idea or decision that allows you to see what it was that was all supposed to come back around from the past or in your current situation to be revamped, reworked, released, so that you could turn a corner with the work, the health, the animals, the paperwork, the coworkers, or hired help. All right, for Sagittarius, this new moon eclipse in Aries is asking you to look at how you're physically involved or what's going on with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, or your needs, Sag, when it comes to your love life or a lover, when it comes to children, when it comes to your creative talents and projects, and when it comes to anything recreational. So this is giving you a very powerful boost into something brand new or helping you take current interest into some next chapter in those arenas. It's allowing you to eclipse out anything that might be slowing or blocking that forward momentum. It is going to bring Chiron in to allow you to look at any wounds or vulnerabilities and any healing in those areas of life. You may be stepping into your spiritual guru, teacher, healer abilities in those areas of life. It's bringing Mercury retrograde back into this story. So you're kind of hearing from people or running into the past or the reevaluating the current through talks, meetings, ideas, decisions about the kids, the lover, the creative projects, the recreation. And the North Node of Destiny is there saying there is something destined or fated tied to this that is part of the future orientation of where you're going with all of this. So again, 2 weeks of momentum, 6 months of influence. Get ready to get going with that. By Wednesday in the week ahead, Mars, the ruler of this, it will merge with Saturn. So Wednesday stands out as a serious, important day when there is some kind of action or reaction or decision going on here that puts you into motion. It will play out at home or about moves, renovations, or real estate deals, or about your family, your parents, or roommates. And it will conjunct with this serious energy of how do we take our actions here and get serious or look at commitments or endings or responsibilities or ambitions here. And that's part of the story. And then by Thursday, you get to the Mercury retrograde midpoint, turning point. So there should be some news or talk or idea or decision for Sag, you know, letting you know what it was you were supposed to slow down and go back and reassess, release, rework about the kids, the lover, the creative project or recreational pursuit. For Capricorn, this new moon solar eclipse in Aries telling you, Cap, really look at what you're doing physically, what your needs are, what's going on with your body, image, brand name, title, or identity in the story of what's playing out at home with real estate deals, with moves, renovations, with parents, family, or roommates. So Capricorn, new moon solar eclipse kicks in on this on Monday. You will have 2 weeks of a very powerful forward boost here, helping you start something new or take what you're doing into the next chapter. It will help you eclipse out anything that blocks that forward momentum. It will bring Chiron into the story so you can address wounds or vulnerabilities around those topics so that you can start healing around those topics and or step into your spiritual guru, teacher, healer abilities through your understandings of vulnerabilities in those arenas. It will bring Mercury retrograde around it so that you can hear from key situations or ideas and reevaluate what stays, what goes, what can be reworked. And the North Node of Destiny is tied to it, saying there is something destined towards your future here, tied to home, family, moves, renovations, real estate deals, parents, or roommates. Now, by Wednesday, you have the ruler of this, Mars, converging with Saturn there. So there is passionate, dramatic news or talks or meetings, sales, writing, interviews, or something with a brother, sister, neighbor, vehicle, or electronic in the story that is asking you to look at the serious side of things. Is there an ending? Is there commitment? Is there responsibility? Is there ambition tied to what's happening here? And all kind of plays into this new moon solar eclipse. And by Thursday, you get to the midpoint of the Mercury retrograde, and so there should be some news or talk or idea or decision that allows you to figure out what it was you were meant to go back to release, revamp, rework about the home, the move, the renovation, the real estate deals, the family, the parent, or the roommate. For Aquarius, this new moon solar eclipse, putting you front and forward with your needs, your involvement, or tying in what's going on with your body, your brand, your name, your image, your identity. When it comes to, and you've got a good list here, Aquarius, your talks or meetings, your sales, your writing, your agreements, your offers or proposals, any short trips or local activities, anything with neighbors, with siblings, with vehicles or electronics, anything with flirtations or offers or decisions. So new moon, the launch forward, and really focusing on the launch forward. What can you start new? What can you take current that is going into the next chapter? You have 2 weeks of momentum and 6 months of influence. Chiron tied to this is saying, look at your wounds and vulnerabilities here in these talks or meetings or sales or blah, blah, blah. Also, any healing that can be done through these realms, any stepping into your own spiritual teacher, healer, guru energy around these themes if you're ready to do that. Looking at Mercury retrograde and what you can release, rework, or rekindle there. And looking at the North Node of Destiny in the story, saying there is something destined or fated with these talks or offers or your writing or sales or siblings or moves, etc. So a really powerful time. By Wednesday, Mars, the ruler over all of that, will converge with Saturn and will really make something happen here involving your income, your purchases, your products, or your possessions. Mars bringing action to it, Saturn getting very serious, cementing something, looking at long-term commitments or endings or responsibilities or ambitions around those themes. And then by Thursday, you hit the Mercury retrograde midpoint. This should be when you hear some news or have the idea or talk or decision that allows you to figure out what you were supposed to go back and say or hear or write or sell, or what's going on with those siblings or neighbors or moves or vehicles or electronics or short trips or local activities in your do-over. So it's a turning point for you then. All right, so for Pisces, our most patient sign, always waiting till the end, this new moon solar eclipse kicks in on Monday. How you are showing up physically, getting involved, what your needs are, or what's happening with your name, title, brand, image, or body in the story about what you do to make money, what's going on with your purchases, products, or possessions, or what's happening around your values at this time. And so this new moon solar eclipse powers in on Monday and really helps you eclipse out anything that would block forward momentum there and really give you that huge thrust forward over the next 2 weeks to start something new in those realms or to take what you're already doing and move it forward in some new chapter. And you're going to look at any wounds or vulnerabilities and healing of those wounds around your income or purchases, products, or possessions because Chiron is involved. And you may be called to step into your spiritual guru, teacher, healer abilities around those themes to help others through what you understand there. And Mercury retrograde is going to be involved, so something from the past is tied into this as you hear or talk or meet about things about your income, purchases, products, or possessions and what you want to revamp or go back and reconnect with or release or rework in some way. And the North Node of Destiny is tied to this launch forward, Pisces. And so there is something destined or fated in this story for you. So keep an eye on what that might be in those realms. By Wednesday, we have Mars, the ruler of this eclipse, coming together with Saturn in your sign, Pisces. You are so front and center. You are either showing up for this on Wednesday or your image or brand or name or title or identity is tied to it. And what you're now ready to do physically or personally with commitments or endings or structures that support or responsibilities or ambitions that you have tied to this forward momentum of the eclipse about income, purchases, products, or possessions. And then by Thursday, you hit the midpoint of the Mercury retrograde over those topics. So you turn a corner because you hear news or you have the idea or you get into a talk or make the decision that lets you know this is what I was supposed to go back and let go of or rework or rekindle or revise in some way tied to my income, my purchases, my products, or possessions. So that is it, guys. It is one powerhouse of a week ahead. I think we are going to see all kinds of crazy stuff on the world stage now through the fall because of this. So hold on to your britches. we chose this time to come to be on the planet for all of this. So we need to dive in and go for what we are here to do. So it is Zoe Moon. If you guys are trying to read the daily, you can find that every morning on zoemoonastrology.blogspot.com. You can also find it on most of the social media sites. If you're trying to ask me questions or book readings, you're probably going to find me the fastest on facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. Otherwise, I will be back next week, same time, God willing. I love you guys. We got this, and I'll talk to you then. All right. Bye-bye.